my father, Tom Briette, married someone who grew up very differently than he did. In fact, the people he associates with every day have very different backgrounds than him. Does this make him feel like an outsider? What boundaries did he have to cross to get here? We have a great opportunity to listen to Tom as he chats and talks to us about his unique experiences.
I was out of high school, living in Chicago, and I didn't know what to do next, honestly. Nobody in my family had ever gone to college, ever. Although most everybody in my family had finished high school, that's as far as they went. My father said to me one day, I don't care what you do, as long as you finish high school. And I said, okay. So I finished high school. And a couple of my friends were going to City College of Chicago. And I figured, well, why not? It wasn't very expensive. In fact, it was $10 a semester. Outrageously cheap. By that time, 1969, it was really cheap.
Were you met with support or opposition?
There was neither. I don't think there was anything from my father. I don't think he ever said much of anything, really. My last year of high school, I was kind of living on my own. So taking this next step of living on my own when I was 18 was entirely my decision, and nobody encouraged me one way or the other. And I didn't know what to expect, really. I just thought it would be more better. I didn't like high school, the last year of high school, but I did like college. It seemed more challenging once I started.
Do you regret it?
No.
Would you do it again?
That's a hard question to answer. If I had to do it again, I would probably do something entirely different. When I went to college then, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And so I just took general humanities. There was a few courses that I didn't really want to take, like math, but I took advanced placement, and I got out of taking those courses because I got good grades on those, on the test, and I said, okay, I just took what I wanted. And I didn't know what I wanted. I think if I was going to do it over again, I would take some time to figure it out. It seemed like a bigger, better high school. What can I say? It was a funny building. It had 18 floors. It was a tall building. So there was classes on all the different floors. 18-floor building, 18-story building. And the one I went to was downtown Chicago. And I liked it. People seemed more mature. Classes were interesting.
Did you feel out of place in college?
No. Yeah. I felt fine. I felt like I was with like-minded people. So it made a lot of sense to me. High school seemed like drudgery to me.
Were there others in college that were also, this was the first people in their family to go?
I'm sure. I don't remember anybody, but I'm sure it's true. In fact, I think my other friends who went to City College of Chicago, they were the first of their families.
Did you always know you wanted to go to college?
No. Yep. I didn't know. I sort of felt like I was taking one day at a time.
How has this influenced your life?
Well, it brought me in contact with better teachers, more interesting subjects, and more people. It made me think that there was a much wider world.
Did you do well in high school?
Some years and some time.
What was high school like for you? You switched high schools a lot.
Yeah, I went to three different high schools, and I saw what feels like almost every different kind of environment. The first high school I went to, first year, was a small school, about 300 students in total, in rural Illinois. It was a small town. The high school population was 300 students, and the town population was 300. So when the kids came from all the different farms nearby, they doubled the population of the town.
Did you grow up on a farm?
I did not grow up on a farm. I lived on a farm for a while, but I did not grow up. I spent time, my first year of high school was living on a farm, the same farm that my mother grew up on, and her parents were there. I lived there for about a year and a half. And then I visited it from time to time before that. I lived in a small town, it was a nice piece of land.
So you switched high schools a lot?
Oh, yeah. And then second year of high school, I moved back to the house where I really did grow up in, and went to a more suburban-like high school. Much bigger, much more modern, all kinds of facilities. It wasn't like wealthy, but it had a lot of good stuff. When I was there, I joined debate club, I joined theater club, and I really was into it. I was in the school play. I really liked it. I got on the honor roll. I ran for class president, but didn't win.
How does your family feel about college? Sort of already answered this, I guess.
No one in my family ever spoke of it. When I was a kid, my older sisters would play a game called What Would I Do with $1 Million? Going to school was not on the list of things that they would do with $1 Million.
What was it like being with my mom who grew up middle class?
You know, since high school, I've come in contact with many thousands of, I'm not exaggerating, and hardly anybody, most of the people I've come in contact with have been middle class or upper middle class. And I'm sort of the exception. I'm completely used to it now. I kind of expect everybody I meet to have had a different, more well-off childhood.
Did you ever feel awkward? Or do you still ever feel awkward?
Somewhat. I'll tell you one thing that I felt awkward. The only time it really came out strongly was in my 20s when I was seriously trying to become a psychotherapist. And I was working with people, all of whom were middle class, upper middle class, and I felt a little bit out of it. I didn't feel completely comfortable. I mean, I liked doing the work with people that I met, but the people I worked, the colleagues I had were, I mean, everybody was friendly, but it just felt a little bit different because they all seemed to have more family money than I had. No one really explained to me when I was growing up how to make money or what to do, so everything I know is kind of self-taught. I had no real, there's no head start as far as some kind of fun that I could draw on. There was nothing. It was just my own fun. I thought about what I wanted to do with college, and somehow Goddard College in Vermont appealed to me, so I paid my own way to go there. I worked random jobs, saved money, didn't spend it, just saved. And I didn't know anybody who went there. It was just, I read about it. It seemed like just the thing I'd like to do. It was good.
What made you decide to transfer?
The City College of Chicago didn't, I sort of ran through everything that was interesting.
Do you feel like you were crossing any boundaries when you went to college?
I did. Since nobody in my family had gone to college, it seemed kind of unique to me. I mean, I don't know what I would have done. My father was a machinist in a paint factory at the south side of Chicago. I didn't want to do that. I felt like I was breaking the rules. But nobody had said that this is the rule. I just felt like I was breaking this the same. I don't really talk about this with my sisters and my brother about my going to college. I never do. Things that I learn are with me all the time. So I feel a little awkward with my family because they don't have any kind of college experience. It's not that they're stupid, but they don't have any connection to that. So I can't talk about that. So that was crossing a boundary. But going to that first college wasn't a very big boundary. It was just something that was cheap and easy to do. The next one was a little harder because I chose to go to the University of Illinois. You had to be a little more disciplined to get in there than City College. And, of course, going to Goddard College in Vermont, that was even a bigger to-do. It was much more expensive. You had to have a bigger, better application. You had to be more worthy of being chosen. And I was just thinking of doing something that would help me put together what I wanted to put together. And then, of course, geographically going someplace else. I had never been. I enrolled, got accepted, and then I went there. After already being accepted, it was completely new to me. I didn't know anybody, but it was fun. People were friendly. Probably the biggest break, I decided to, I mean, aside from occasionally traveling around the country, deciding to totally pull up stakes and move to Boston without knowing anybody.
Now, do you ever feel out of place?
I do. A lot of mom's friends, we're all teachers. I'm aware of their struggles. I'm aware of, I can certainly talk to them. I can certainly empathize. But it's not my experience, so I don't have that to share with them.
Is there anything else?
It was being surrounded by helpful people, but I just sort of chose to do something different than other people. I have not known anybody else to do it. I think it just helped me see that there is more to life. In high school, you get these textbooks, at least I did, and it just sort of skims the surface. Maybe the teacher will tell you a little bit more about it that's more interesting, but more often than not, they just sort of keep to the text and they don't really veer off. In college, there's no, well, there are maybe some textbooks, but you're reading different books that, and writing things about what you're reading that are unique.
Now we will get to hear an interview with Rachel Martin, wife of Tom Briette, about what it's like to be with someone who grew up with far less money. How did you grow up differently than Dad did?
I grew up in a middle-income family. That was a big difference. My family had more money than Daddy, significantly more. I didn't have to worry about money. My parents both went to, they were quote-unquote professionals. They both went to graduate school. My father had a PhD. My mother was a lawyer. It was assumed I would go to college. That wasn't assumed in Daddy's family. Growing up, I didn't have to worry about money and took for granted that my needs would be met.
What was it like at first with Dad not being from the same background as you?
I don't think the class difference at first, it became more something, but at first I don't think it was, we were first dating, first getting to know each other, even first living together. I'm not sure it was much of an issue, but so I can't tell you when it became one, but at some point, you know, Daddy's moved into a middle-class world before he met me, and then certainly with me, that he's not always comfortable with, especially people who are super academic-y and use super academic language. And, you know, we're talking about 23 years ago when I met Daddy. I remember Daddy notices class, people's class background, if we're in a restaurant or at a festival or a fair or, you know, like a state fair or something, or on vacation or wherever you might be. And I wish I could remember. I learned a lot from him. And me and Daddy, our cultural backgrounds were so different because class, Jewish, not Jewish, rural, urban, very different.
What is it like now? That was what it was like then. What is it like now?
Now, there was a point when other people would make a big deal of it. A couple people or more would kind of remark or comment on our different, I don't know what. I think it is a little unusual. I think our relationship is unusual. And I did have friends who were very status conscious. You know, who just, they thought Daddy was a dreamboat. And I'm not just talking about handsome, though I'm talking about handsome too. But, you know, just a super great partner. They also would remark on the difference. It just doesn't feel like one anymore. Oh, I should say the other thing is, I've been very aware of is I had, which I guess I implied, but I should say directly, is I had the privilege of knowing I would go to college. That was expected of me. Daddy, his family didn't necessarily expect him to graduate high school, and his brothers and sisters didn't. So it's a matter of privilege, but I had an edge up, I had a leg up.
Do you think Dad was crossing boundaries when he went to college?
I don't know, in terms of his own family, he certainly was, definitely. But I mean, he crosses boundaries kind of now all the time because he's living a middle-class life. And so I think he's always been kind of going back and forth. And I mean, the obvious thing is when he visits his family, that's definitely going back and forth because they live very differently from the way we do. I mean, that's a big adjustment for him.
How do you feel visiting Dad's family?
It's just very hard for his family to advocate for themselves. They grew up so, poor and without expectations of higher ed and all that, and it's just a lack of entitlement. I'm like, I think I'm entitled to ask any question I want and get answers and move to the front of the line, and class is a funny thing.
What advice would you give to someone who is going to choose to spend their lives with someone who did not share their background?
Advice? None. I wouldn't presume to give advice. Everything's less of a thing after 23 years.
Thanks for listening.